Sing me a song of her sake.
Release shoot for the sun, and break on through.
So you're blind.
So you're blind, you'll be fine, we've got to.
Let's bow our heads and pray for blessing. First, we want to remember those of our NFB family that have passed throughout the year. Give comfort to those that remain, that the people that have passed, we are grateful for the fact that they walked their lives with us. And now, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehegiyanu V'Kiyemanu V'Higiyanu LaZman HaZeh. Thank you. Give us health enough to perform our daily tasks, wealth enough to answer our needs, compassion enough to feel the needs of others. Give us faith enough to overcome all fears of the future and hope enough to feel your presence. Amen.
Amen. There should be a flag behind the American flag. There's not. Let's pretend there's an American flag. Let's all rise. Let's all rise and salute our nation. Just face. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. We're going to do the NFB pledge together. All right? Let's go. Let's start it.
I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.
Thank you very much. That deserves a door prize?
Yeah.
Yes.
In a moment. Please be seated. Mary Stamp, you're on. Oh, James, you already know about that. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion. It's the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us the freedom of press. It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the right to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. The veteran who honors the flag. The veteran who serves under the flag. No matter where they serve, God bless them all. God bless America. I hope. Let's do a door prize.
Yes.
This is some fun.
All right. So I got a quick one here.
You have a microphone over there or no?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to scream. We have a bottle of perfume, a mug with a box of hot chocolate mix, and a 2019 Braille issue of the Harvard Health Magazine.
Oh, Harvard Health.
It's Kayla Richardson here.
She can't hear you. Kayla Richardson.
She will be here later.
Here comes Brian.
Just so you know, be on your best behavior. We are streaming this. Say hello to our people watching us. Hello, everybody. Hello. How many first timers are here? Give me a yell.
Yes.
How many two timers are here? Woo! yeah, that's Mary. You don't always tell me Mary is just that last one. I'm going to turn this over to, we have a host chapter, which is the Northern Chapter. Let's hear it for the Northern Chapter. And we have host divisions, simply because Jane is involved with both of them, and she's president of both. Senior Technology has helped us this time, too. Let's hear it. And then we have to be respectful to remember to turn your phones off. That'd be very kind of you to do that, because I don't want to get any feedback from Linda Melendez. Make sure you shut those phones off. She sat down. She's still in code green?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Let me turn it over to Jane. We did this song about 10 years ago. About 10 years ago, we brought it back. For those that didn't remember, then it's a brand new song for you. Do you remember it? Good. Here we go. Listen to the words, some good meaning behind it.
Before we start that, I just want to remind you that today is the 30th year anniversary of the crumbling of the Berlin Wall. Wow. How prophetic is that? So may our walls also crumble and we feel hope with each other.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
The NFB stands for security, white cane and guide dog for mobility, can do, security, we can do, security, we can do, sing with us, can do, security. Security, we can do that again. Security, we can do to can do, can do, can do. Very good. We got the NFB stands for equality. If I can do the job, then you should hire me. Can do, can do. Equality, we can do. There you got it. Equality, we can do. Opportunity. If you don't have Newsline, see Scott or me. Can do, opportunity, opportunity, we can do, opportunity, we can do, big finish. Security, quality, opportunity. We got the end.
Growing up in our house, we were kids. We had, you know, one TV. We fought over it, so we made up songs.
Did you ever fight?
I sang when everybody had to eat dinner. They all left us. That's why. Very good. Leah's here.
Yeah.
Come on up with your scholarship winners. We want to introduce them in a moment. V, get some door prizes lined up. You ready?
Yep.
Should we do a door prize, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. They said no. Well, wait. No. Okay. Go for it.
We have a brown travel mug and $25 from the Capital Chapter.
Nice.
Is Ed Godfrey in the room? Oh. Yay. 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 Yay.
And for those of you who were at the party last night, if you weren't there, we did pick out a name for the vendor room, and that person is going to win next year's registration, Friday night dinner and banquet, and that was Gregory Keane. So when we say Keane, we'll tell a lot of them. So let me know, Lee, when you're up here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Want to come behind with your microphone?
No, I got one.
Oh, there you go. Very good.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Leah Stone, and I'm the chair of this year's scholarship committee, and I'm very happy to introduce the 2019 National Federation of the Blind New Jersey Scholarship Class. So, okay. I could talk, but I've spoken a lot already. So I'm going to pass my phone down and ask that each scholarship recipient introduce themselves, their name, their major, and their school. So,
don't a chance tonight at the banquet to even give us more information.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mary Fernandez. I am currently attaining my master's in business administration at Duke University in North Carolina.
Hi everyone, my name is Natasha. I'm a freshman at TCNJ and I am currently a physics major with a minor in law politics.
My name is Amy Albin. I'm a junior at Montclair State University. I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree in psychology.
All right.
My name is John Zobe. I'm a senior at TCNJ. And anyway, I am. All right, I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree in communication studies.
Hello, my name is Henry. I'm currently attending Duke University, pursuing a double major in computer science and political science.
All right.
And just to add, Amy is so modest. Amy is also a 2019 National Scholarship. Everybody will hear from all of them in much more detail tonight at the banquet.
Very nice. Let's do a door prize and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes. Always food, always food.
Okay. So this next door prize, we have a gift certificate for custom cane valued up to $120, so you can get a new cane and $10 from the athletic chapter. And that's going to Kathy Butler.
Did you get a prize? Okay. I pledge to participate actively in the National Federation of the Blind. I've heard those words so many times. You are here today cost you some money to get here, some time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll get involved. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you're here. Mm-hmm. Someone may have invited you. Mm-hmm. You may have been curious to see what this is all about. We are a family of federations. We'll hear later this afternoon from a, quote, old-timer, and I mean that with respect, Mr. Rick Fox, who has been a member of this organization before most of you were born, since 1971. How many people in this room... How many people in this room were born after 1971? As I said, he's an old-timer. And we'll be hearing on that panel from a kind of a new guy. He's been in the Federation for a few years, Jonathan Zoback. We are fortunate to have a gift in this organization. The gift of the Federation. We give. We imagine. We provide you with a foundation. And the T is our talents. Your talents. Our talents. Give the gift of the Federation to other people. I bet if I took a survey right now and asked this question. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a survey right now and ask this question. How many people in this room were invited or told about the Federation from another member? Say hi.
Hi.
And you're here. So it's pretty important for you to have been invited. Then why are we keeping this organization a secret?
Right.
Why aren't we telling everyone about the gift of the Federation?
Right. Right.
I always say each one bring one. Aaliyah taught me something different yesterday. She said, each one bring three. I'm always willing to learn. But it's so true. This is a gift of hope, love, and determination. We can do this. I always write a speech, and I always read it over a few times, and then I shut it off and speak from my heart, which I'm going to do today. I'm shutting my speech off. And I'm going to give you my speech from my heart. I've been doing this now for 26 years as your state president. I made an announcement last year.
I'm proud of you.
We love you too. So that's what it's all about, the love for each other. Yes. It's like a family. Sometimes you love your brothers and sisters. Another day you might say, oh boy. We are a family. We stick together. We help each other out. We're here for a reason, to teach and learn, and learn and teach. If you leave this meeting this weekend and go home and don't share with somebody else, shame on you. Shame on you. Give the gift of the Federation.
Yeah.
How many people in this room are members of the chapter or division? Say aye.
Aye.
How many people are not? I mean, there might be some new timers out there. How many people are not? Everybody's a member in the chapter and division. Being a member is just that, being a member. But how are you a member? Do you get involved in fundraising? Do you make the phone calls when asked to phone your congressman or your senator? We talked about this so many times. It takes about 2 minutes to make a phone call. And how many minutes are there in a day? If you can't find 2 minutes to make a phone call, shame on you. If they don't hear from us, they, meaning the politicians, they will think everything is all well and good. Our voices need to be heard. We had a chance to express our voices yesterday at the vocational rehab focus group, and that was very well attended, and your words were heard, and Amanda could really type fast.
Yes.
It was great. So we're here today. Yes, as I said, it's my 26th time as your state president. Next year, I'll be stepping down. Your president.
Oh.
No, don't say oh, because we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. With your help and support, we need to continue forward. Sometimes when there's a change, there's a slippage sometimes, and things fall back a little bit. And if that happens, I did not do my job well. It should continue moving forward. And most of you may know who I'm leaning on to take this National Friends by New Jersey to the next generation. The leadership of Miss Linda Melendez. Secret with Linda is keep her in code green. That's the secret. And so far, Linda, you're what we learned from each other. And what I love about this organization is your love for each other. This past year, we had our After the Holidays party in January. We have done 10 of those in a row. This year, we're not having one on a state level, although the central chapter has picked up the slack. We'll be having one January 4th at the Joseph Cone Trade Center. You'll hear more about that later on, and we'll get an email to everybody. In late January, we went to Washington Seminar. How many people here went to Washington Seminar last year? Say aye. How many people have been to Washington Seminar? Say aye. Very good. Excellent. We do that again, but this year, not in January, we do it in February. Last year, in April, we had our first annual, our first annual comedy night, which netted almost $3,000 to help people get to this convention. So put your hands together and applaud yourselves for coming up. We did comedy by Dr. Robert Ruffalo. He was here last year and did some auction stuff for us. Notice the last name. He's our younger brother, Jane and our younger brother. And we also had Jane and Rick do some music last year. Remember that?
Yes.
They did great. And see, once you do it once, you're hired for life. That's your job for life. We had Joey Bacon. Joe Bacon did some singing. And we had another comic from New York City, a blind guy who works on Wall Street. He's pretty good. Yeah. And we had some fun. We're going to do it again this year. Mark your calendars down. You'll be getting an email or two from me. I know I've been slacking up with my emails. I'll try to keep them going out there. March 28th from 1 to 5. It's an afternoon event. Some of you had some difficulties getting your transportation. And we'll more about that in the future. We are looking into, again, it's on the drawing board. I did talk to Dr. Davis up here.
I am.
Oh, there you are. And we talked about this. We need to talk some more. But we'd love to get the staff of the New Jersey Commission for the Blind, as many as we can fit to a bus, down to the center. They need to see our center.
Right.
They need to see what's there. How we can work together to make a difference. So we're going to work on that right back there. It's affirmative. Oh, yes. Okay. No, we're going to work on it. If it happens in spring or in fall, it will happen. We're also waiting to hear from a grant that Linda wrote. And if we get this grant, it's a definite. If we don't get the grant, it's a definite. We're going to be going down to, well, I have to check on dates with Mr. Ricabono. Are you listening, Mr. Mark? Hello. It's about 9 conventions this weekend. So but we're planning on going down to Baltimore. We hope the last weekend in May for a leadership membership meeting, seminar, shall we say. We'll take some of our board members down, some of our chapter leaders down, and some newbies down. Because we need to get ready to pass that torch. Rumor has it we are getting older. Some of our presidents are getting older, and we need to pass that torch to that next generation. That's one way of doing it. Then we have in July, you'll hear more about it from our national rep, Mr. Sean Calloway, about our national convention, which will be in Houston. That's all I'm going to say. Let him tell you the rest. And we have our Bell program, which we're going to move up, I think, 2 weeks earlier. And you'll hear more about that at about 11:30. Some Bell kids hopefully will be here. Yep. And so that's that takes care of the summer pretty much. We'll be doing another surfing event in August. I did the first two. And let me tell you something, the Atlantic Ocean is very salty. And very ice out when I saw it. Is that Mary? Yeah, she's always. Very salty, believe me. Anyway, so we'll be doing that again, hopefully. Two cackling hens up front. Next door prize is a dozen fresh eggs. I know, that's not good. Maybe I may have to put you back in the room. So it's, in September starts, you know, our fall activities, planning for meet the plan month activities and those kind of things. And of course we have a convention next year, 2020 convention. We hope to have it. Do you like this hotel?
Yes!
Do we have it here next year?
Yes!
Well, we have to negotiate some prices. You know, each year prices do go up. And so we have to talk about that. We may have a surprise where the price may go down. But that is the negotiation why it goes down. So you give a little, get a little. So we'll talk about that. And then in December, we'll be discussing Washington seminar. So the time really flies when you're active in the Federation. There's something for everyone. Absolutely. We do fundraising throughout the year. You'll hear our fundraising report on Sunday. But I want to take time out right now to thank Ellen Sullivan and her committee of everyone. She has contacted Boscov so many times that she's part of the staff now. But she's persistent. And the only way we have success in what we do, yes, we need a leader. Of course we do. But more importantly, we need people to pull that wagon up the hill. So everyone who has participated in any of our fundraising, the grocery stores and the like, and the Boscovs, and at the comedy night, applaud yourself. You guys did a great job. Excuse me for one moment that my throat is dry. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be able to hear me, so you know, I might get a award for that.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I remember reading some, but you never take a drink of water on video. Sorry, streamers. So we have a lot happening, a lot that still needs to happen. We need to hear from our members. What would you like us to do for you and what you can do for us? It's not a one-man show. Joe, your convention was wonderful. I said, no, it wasn't. What do you mean? It's not my convention. It's our convention.
Yeah.
That's what counts. Oh, Ryan, your chapter meeting notes were great. And they are. But it takes a lot of people to put the notes together and the agenda together. Not just that, many of our chapters are really shaping up with their minutes. Some are long, Joe Ruffalo, and others. But we, you know, they are called minutes for a reason. They're not called hours. So we have so much information to give that we want to share with as many people as possible. When you get your emails, how many see, oh, from Joe, delete. How many people do that? Be honest.
I read them.
Some people read them and some people don't because, you know, it takes time to write these things and get them out. So please read them and then delete them if you have to. All right? I also want to thank those who have worked on the sounding board this past year. You know, when Kathy Gaby took over the sounding board, I forget what year it was. I asked her for a favor. Kathy, I need a favor from you. Uh-oh. What's the favor? Well, John Carroll's son, who was editing it, the sounding board before that, Jane's daughter Rachel did it. These were teenagers. But anyway, Rachel was about 12 when I let her do the sounding board. It was great. And I sat there with her. We edited it together. But she was a fast typers. 11-year-old kid, my first sounding board ever did. I brought it to a meeting, and the board loved it. The layout, Joe, this is great. Who did you have do this? I said, my niece, she wants to be a journalist someday. And they thought she was in college, right? So when I said, yeah, for an 11-year-old, what, 11? She can't, we will not allow this. I said, well, wait a minute. If she can do the job, why not? If you're blind and can do the job, why not? So why do we discriminate against this little kid who's 11 years old who poured heart and soul into it? And they said, you're right. So she did it for 20 years. Oh, after John did it, that's right. You know, let me digress a little history here. By doing the sounding board, it opened up a lot of doors for this 11-year-old kid. She ended up submitting it, or I don't know how it all happened, but she ended up being on the Ricky Lake show, holding up the sounding board. She ended up being in a calendar for Sears, kids calendar. And for being in the kids calendar, she got $1,000 to give to her favorite local organization. And at our banquet, she handed me $1,000 check. Oh. We give back to our organization. All good stuff. But when John had to go to Brown University, he didn't have to go there. That's a sort of story. But he wrote to me and said, you know, look, let's put it this way. Going to any Ivy League school, everyone who applies gets in are smart people. They're probably all members of the National Honor Society. All graduated 1, 2, 3 in her class. All have a lot of extra activities. But John's was different. He even told me this. He submitted the 25th anniversary issue of the Sounding Board. It was a really good issue. Glossy cover. And I may have this backwards a little bit, but I think he got a handwritten note from one of the deans of admission and said, I'm very impressed. You're in. Something like that. Is Carol in the room?
I am.
Something like that, Carol.
They wrote something like, we are so happy to grant admission to someone who's so involved in such a good cause with the community. So it's just
beautiful. Yeah. So with that, he told me that, and he says, John, you deserve to be there. But if we helped you to get there, that's fine. So I said to him, when you get out, get a job, 10% of your pay goes to where? He said, get it from my mom. But I asked Kathy, do me a favor. Uh-oh. John's on his way to college. Can you do the sounding board for one year? Joe, I'm very busy. I know that's why I'm only asking you to do it for a year. I was in 2004 or 5 or something like that, and she's still doing it. So thank you, Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Again, she's getting older. And I'm proud to say that because she is getting older. And so we're going to be looking for some new help with the sounding board, maybe a new design, a new feature. And in your input, I'm what you're looking for. It's a really class magazine we put out twice a year. It's on the internet. It goes to a lot of state presidents. Gary Wunder has taken many articles from that and have reprinted it in our newsletter. But who here in this room last year went to Las Vegas?
Yeah!
Who here in this room lost their shirt at the casino? Last year was a great opportunity, and I was very happy to have Dr. Davis and a number of her staff attend the national convention. And as I do with all first-timers, those who win our first-timer scholarship, I asked Dr. Davis the night before our caucus to come upstairs at 7 o'clock in the morning to meet Mr. Riccobono, and she came up with Dr. Dent, maybe some other people too. And at one point, Mark Riccobono says, Joe, you holding your caucus up here? There's 18 people in the room and they're all New Jersey. So I want to thank Dr. Davis for supporting, energizing her staff to come to the convention. This year, I just sent to you to Houston, and you'll hear more about that from Mr. Sean in a moment. So I just want to thank my my members, and more importantly, can anyone do this job without spouse support? You can't. Mm-mm. You can't. But it's so much easier to have spouse support. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Judy. There's a rumor that she'd be married to this guy up here for 42 happy, wonderful years. Say yes. Just say yes. I'll buy you another handbag. It's all about having fun. And my two sons, Joe and Jim, and their wives have supported me. Let me just go back a minute and I'll end this by saying this. When I first became president in 1993, another woman was president. I got a phone call from President Maurer, and I answered the phone. Good morning, Joe Ruffalo. And he said, good morning, Mr. President. I said, no, I'm vice president. And he cleared his throat and said, good morning, Mr. President. I said, I know he's blind. He's hard of hearing. I know it. No, not just true. Nothing wrong with being that way. I didn't mean it that way. My face red for the camera. So again, he said, let me say this again to you. I said, what's that? Good morning, Mr. President. Let me read this letter to you. And I'll paraphrase it. Dear Mr. Maurer, I resign, blah, blah, blah. Then he said, good morning, Mr. President. I said, good morning, Mr. Maurer. So I was pushed into it. That was much different in 1993 than it is today.
Oh, yeah.
We had two chapters and one division. That's what we had. So we had to build. And build we did. Our convention that year was in April in 1994 in Atlantic City. Oh, can we go back to Atlantic City? We want rooms for $195 a night, and I might be able to do it. So Atlantic City was one and done. But it gave me 6 months to tell the membership and tell Mr. Maurer, this is a 6-month internship. I'm going to see if I like it and can do it and want to do it. And the members will see if I want to do it, if they like it. 26 years, you're voting me in. Oh, thank you. Thank you. So with all that said, who here in this room is under membership?
Everyone
is under the membership. Everybody. You guys learn fast. Who here in this room is on the fundraising committee?
Everybody.
I love this. Who here is on the legislation committee?
Everybody.
Who is here to raise money for Joe Ruffalo's retirement?
No one.
Who hasn't worked yet? But you know, I like to have fun. But I'm very serious when I need to be. This is serious business. Changing people's attitudes. Changing people's lives. There used to be a radio show on late at night. CYA. Change your attitude. Change your life. So with that said, in summary, I want to thank everyone for your support over the years. As you know, we are an organization that believes in each other, and when believing in each other, there is no stopping us.
Now. Yeah!
Everybody up! Thank you. Door prize, yes.
Door prize.
So, Liz, next door prize, we have a book all about the Beatles, $10 Amazon gift card, a little thing of men's cologne, and a Braille pocket calendar. Is Brian McGrath in the room?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Brian.
You must be in this room to win. Not, oh, she just went to the bathroom or she's on her way. She just texted me. She's all stuffed up. You gotta be in the room. Unless I put you on an assignment.
Yeah,
oh. If I say, you know, let's say I sent somebody out to go get something, then they.
He is here.
If it's a really good prize, then it goes back to me.
Brian is here.
You know what we didn't do?
Here, Brian.
We do this at national. Let's give one big giant federation cheer. Let's hear it for everybody. One, two, three. Introduce you to a colleague of mine, a friend of us all in this room. I met this young man a few years ago, before he became on the board, and I saw in him, and many of us did this too, saw in him leadership, compassion, a willingness to teach and learn, and that he has done. He is a brother of mine. I said he serves on the board with me. He's here with his lovely wife, woo, Tanya,
yeah,
and his lovely four-year-old queen.
Yes.
Queen, Camille is here in the room?
No, she's not here.
Not here, yeah, okay. Cartoons are more important for her this morning. I'm playing. If I could, joke, choice, hear you speak and watch cartoons, I watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't go right into your room to watch cartoons. Stay wherever you are. But Sean has been a member of the board for a number of years. He's here to give our national report. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother, Sean Calloway.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Before coming to this convention, got a call from a fellow Federationist and they said, where are you going, John, this weekend? I said, well, I'll be the national rep for the National Federation of Blind of New Jersey. I said, boy, get ready. Because that's a lively bunch. And lively you are. Had a good time last night. First time I've ever been on a dance floor at a convention in a long time. it was a wonderful time. I'm paying for it right now. but it's worth it. Also, before I begin, I should have ran it by you first, but I want to acknowledge the death of one Don Capps. Now, those of you who don't know, Don Capps is a long-time Federationist. Passed away last week, I believe, at the age of 91. He single-handedly built the South Carolina affiliate to what it is today, to the point where they have a center and a camp, right? Rocky Bonney Camp. He was a phenomenal person and a builder of the Federation. So I just want to take the time to acknowledge him as well. You know, cannot make every convention. I'm staying with you anyway. I'm sorry.
Don't hit her yet.
So, but he can't, as we all know, he cannot make it. So, he sent me, and I'm glad he did, but he sends his greetings to you all. Now, one of the things he did tell me to let you know is that he wants to know what's going on, not just from Joe, right, in regards to what, the great things that are going on in the church, but he wants to know things that are going on from you as well. He doesn't mind hearing from you, right? So, if you want to contact him, you can email him at officeofthepresident@nfb.org, or feel free to call him at 410-659-9314. Right. So he told me to pass that message along to you. Also, greetings from my immediate past president, Dr. Mauer. For those of you who thought he would take a step back and not do anything,
yeah.
He is still assisting the president in some of our legal efforts that we have going on within the Federation. So Dr. Mauer is, trust me, alive and well. And he's very active, along with his beautiful wife, Mrs. Patricia Mauer. All right? Now, many of you have heard about our upcoming convention. Now, again, I'm just on my thunder a little bit, but I want to hear it again. How many of you were in Las Vegas? Well, I had a good time. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty excited when I knew we were going to Las Vegas, but it was an enjoyable time, a wonderful convention. Matter of fact, we had 3,284 attendees. That's a lot of folks. Now, do you know what the record is in terms of convention attendees?
No.
3,284. Somebody said 3,284? No, that's what it was there this year, but it's actually 3,300.
Whoa.
So we were 16 short of tying the record, of course, 17 short of passing the record. Now, this year, no, well, next year in 2020, we'll be in Houston, Texas.
Yay.
By the way, if you thought it was hot in Vegas, you wouldn't. It is hot there.
It is.
But now, for those of you who have not heard, the convention dates have been changed.
Yes.
Now, it will be held from July 14th through July 19th, okay? Which means you'll be home for 4th of July.
Yeah!
And one thing I know about Jersey, right, as I mentioned many of you, I spent some summers, quite a few summers in South Jersey. I love Jersey during the 4th of July. It's a beautiful time to be here. And so you get to stay home for 4th of July instead of being at our national convention, right? So, again, this is in Houston, Texas, and Norma Crosby, who's the affiliate president in Texas, I'm telling you, she's a beautiful person, so I know they're going to lay out the red carpet for us as Federation. So, get ready, and I hope many of you will be there at our convention, all right? Now, in regards to building the Federation, we're now having teleconference calls every third Sunday of each even month and every third Wednesday of odd month, okay? So these teleconferences are to really help those individuals who are not Federationists to help understand what our organization is all about. You know, you talk about misconceptions of blindness. Well, there's been misconceptions about the Federation for years, right? To the point I didn't want to join the Federation, quite honestly, because I was told you were rapping. Sometimes you got to learn for yourself before you take someone else's opinion or judgment of an organization. So this is why these teleconference calls are extremely important. Now, to get the actual time, you can go to nfb.org, and also, I know President Ruffalo has that information that he can pass on to the chapters and members as well. Also, we have a new onboarding kit for those chapters as well to solicit new letters to new members who actually joined the organization, and also just information about membership in general within the organization. So now, last month was Meet the Blind Month, right? Now, mm-hmm. did any of you participate in Meet the Bible?
Yeah.
Now, my humble opinion, I think Joe agrees with this as well. Meet the Blind Month should never stop.
Right.
We should have Meet the Blind Month activities all year.
Yeah.
So you should always be going out to community events, and speaking at your schools, or local schools, speaking to your legislature, all the time. Right? Matter of fact, one of my favorite speaking engagements is when we do with the career fairs at those schools. Right? So you could go to the school and talk about what the Federation is all about. So Meet the Blind Month should never stop. You should always be out there promoting blindness in general, but also the good work of the Federation. Now, also speaking of promotion, we do have radio ads now in Spanish and in English. Well, we always had it in English, but now we have them in Spanish. So please go to nfb.org for more information about how you can get those ads out to your local radio station so we can pass the good word about Federation to not only our English speaking community but our Spanish speaking community as well. Now, we also have a lot of surveys, ladies and gentlemen. And these surveys, I know you hate telemarketers. Any telemarketers, anybody? but surveys are very important to the Federation. They are. So, for example, any guide dog users in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a few, all right? So, we have a survey for Uber and Lyft testers in regards to guide dogs, right? Guide dog users. Because, quite honestly, there are still some Lyft drivers, Uber drivers, who are not being too kind to our guide dog users, right? So you need to report that. Right? Report the information that you have received from these drivers in regards to how you've been treated. So you can go to nfb.org or contact Valerie England, by the way, in regards to surveys such as the Uber and the survey in regards to treatment of those of you who are guide dog users. Also, are you familiar with GoDaddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes they're not too good either, but if you have any sort of problem with GoDaddy, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, we have surveys for you as well to fill out in regards to your usage of these particular websites. Next up, parents' rights bill. Now, as a blind parent myself, I'm ecstatic to hear that New Jersey is going to be pursuing have this bill passed within your legislature. Now, I heard several different numbers in terms of the number of states who have passed this bill. But I was informed it's 12. Alabama, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Missouri, Maryland, Nevada, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. But you know who number 13 is going to be?
New Jersey.
So I am looking forward for that information to come down that New Jersey has had this bill passed to protect the rights of blind parents within the state of New Jersey. Now, our Washington seminar will be held during the week of February 10th. The great gathering is on February 10th. How many of you plan to attend?
Yeah.
Right. Very important. Now, some of our legislative priorities, we're coming back to our Access Technology Affordability Act, which means you'll get a tax credit for these expensive assistive technology devices that are out there. So you'll get a tax credit, you can write it off on the taxes. We have our Disability Employment Act, which will address some of the outdated and antiquated procedures that help people with disabilities get jobs within our society, especially within the federal government. For those of you who are familiar with the federal government, there's a process called Schedule A, which you can use to apply for employment within the government, but again, that's getting a little old. So Federation is working to change that. And of course, transitioning into integrative and competitive employment. Now, of course, that 14C certificate is still lingering out there. We need to really get rid of that. For those of you who do not know, there are still individuals with disabilities out there being paid less than minimum wage, which is pretty wild to me. And let me just say this, I'm always, I, I don't know, being an advocate, you get into disagreement with folks. Some people feel this is okay. Right? This is, well, you know, they wouldn't get a job anywhere otherwise. So, you know, just get them out of the house. But do you know sometimes these companies who pay people sometimes as much as $2 to $3 an hour, they're getting $60 or $70 an hour to pay them $3.
Woo!
Right? What we call a shelter workshop. Now, I don't know what you call that. I call that exploitation and slavery.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Now, you know I can't step from this podium without telling you that we had to sue somebody. Generation, all we got to sue somebody. Now, we're not avalanche chasers. This is what we don't want to go around just suing people. But when you discriminate against us, this is what we're going to do. Now, one unlikely defendant that we're suing is the IRS.
Oh.
I would have sued myself, but we are, right? Reason being, and this is the wild part, right? They're sending tax bills, right, to individuals who are blind, right, in regular print.
Yep.
Now, if you want your money and you know they're blind, why would you do that? That does not make sense to me at all. Right? So we are suing them to make sure that they sit. You know, personally, yes. This don't send me nothing. but I think the sad part about it is that they know that these individuals are blind, but yet you will send them this information directly in front. So we're working to help change, correct that sort of inaccessible situation. And also, the Maryland Board of Elections is being sued as well because they want to give us paper ballots, right? Which makes no sense at all. Because I want my vote to be private, right?
That's right.
I want my vote to be private, just like everyone else.
Yes.
So, yes, we are suing them as well. Next up, I just want to make an announcement that our NFB scholarship applications are now out. Yeah. One thing about Jersey, my gosh, I sit on the scholarship committee. Boy, y'all turn out a lot of scholarship applicants. Yeah. Mary knows there's a lot of confidential. But one thing we love when we're on the committee is Joe's letters. His recommendation letters are hilarious. Okay. Attention. but when he says that means, he knows that this person is a good candidate for a scholarship. But again, you've had several, my goodness, and I've been on scholarship committee for like 5 or 6 years. I think y'all have had one every year.
Yeah.
I mean, every year you pull someone out of here to receive a scholarship. So again, we award 30 scholarships to 30 deserving blind students. And, so again, applications are now open. And so I'm sure Joe will pass out that information along with his scholarship committee chair. Also, real quick, y'all have had a couple bail programs here, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Six this year.
Well, there are 30 affiliates joining you with these bail programs, and we had over 300 different bail programs, which is outstanding. And so this program continues to grow. For those of you who are new, that's Braille Enrichment and Literacy and Learning.
Yes. Yes.
Literacy and Learning. So these are outstanding programs that have been going on for years. And you know, sometimes in our school systems, our children are not getting that Braille instruction that they need. So we try to introduce them to Braille and the importance of Braille. And also, they do fun activities within these programs as well. So I don't think Braille children who participate in this program. They don't leave bored at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't leave bored. They leave having a good time and leave with a lot of goodies. Like in our Braille program, they leave with goodies, but they are leftovers, and I take those. I take it. So, but I mean, it's not illegal. I'm going to take it. So, also, we have our Braille Pal, sort of our Braille Braille Power Readers program and also Early Explorers program. This is to assist parents and work with their children in regards to the importance of Braille, but also the importance of cane traveling. And I understand y'all had a cane traveling activity here this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was stuck in this room listening to different things that was going on, but I didn't get a chance to participate, man. That's great. The importance of mobility and cane travel is extremely important because it's about independence. I don't know about you. I don't want to be dependent on anybody.
No.
Cane travel and the white cane is extremely important for us not to be dependent on anyone as blind people.
That's right.
You know, so also, independence market. We have a wonderful market down at our national office where you can get some outstanding products for, you know, for the blind. I'm sure they sell those Uno cards there as well, but they have other devices, games, high blood pressure devices, anything you want in regards to blindness and blindness products, our independence market has those. You can again call 410-659-9314, place an order by phone. I know right now, Jim, you still in? You at srnsb.org? You still ordering? Not right now. Okay. Okay, they're doing it. Okay, all right. So just give them a call if you would like to acquire some products as well. Now, one of the things I know we got some creative people in here doing some wonderful things, and you heard about our Braille monitor. Now, I wonder, is always looking for stories about what's going on in the blind community, not only with this organization itself, but with you. So if you have a story that you would like to tell in regards to your life as a blind person, contact Gary Wonder, gwonder@nfb.org. You know, the Braille Monitor is our flagship publication. I don't know too many blind organizations who have a publication like the Braille Monitor. I don't know any, quite honestly. So if you want to get your writing skills together and write a nice article for the Braille Monitor, please contact Gary Wonder. And again, as a matter of fact, sign up for the Braille Monitor to read some of these wonderful articles that are printed about the blind within our, not only organization, but in our nation as well. Also, Nation's Blind podcast, right? We have a Nation's Blind podcast that you can download on your Android or your iPhone that you can listen to, which gives us some wonderful information about the nation, about blindness in general. Also, you have a presidential pen from our president, Mark Riccobono. Also, we have a blog as well, Nation's Blind Blog. You can see some articles in regards to what's going on in the blind community as well. And also, the presidential release. Do you play that within your taxes?
Yes.
That's a good thing. So we have those in English and in Spanish, which is real good. So always check out the presidential release to let you know the goings on within the organization. Now, fundraising. Now, Mr. President, I want to, President, I'm going to say President Riccobono. Right, President Ruffalo.
Yes, sir.
I failed to bring my report in regards to the PAC, but I know Jersey ranks 21st out of 50 affiliates, 52 affiliates. So you're right behind Washington State.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Illinois is right behind you.
Not anymore.
No more.
Try Pennsylvania.
Huh?
Try Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania's behind you?
Yeah.
Oh, now my report is 3 months old. Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to say try D.C. as well, possibly. I mean, we're at 25. And I know we made some more contributions. So New Jersey be coming right behind you. And Pennsylvania's coming behind you as well. So get ready. Right. But President Ruffalo, I'll be sure to continue to dig for that information to get this. Okay. So keep that in mind. And the PAC plan is extremely important. Oh, let me say this in my speech tomorrow night. But one of the biggest pet peeves, people who always want to question who gives what to, you know, to the organization, you shouldn't be questioning what someone gives. Giving is giving, right? If a person can give $5, God bless them. Mm-hmm. They can give $200, God bless them. But no one should judge anyone on what they give.
That's right.
Right? If you can give, that's beautiful. And by the way, those $5 donations to the PAC plan, it's more of them than the big ones, quite honestly. It's what drives our movement. So if you make your $5 pledge means nothing, that's not true at all. It means a great deal to the organization, a great deal. So next up, Dreammaker Circle. Y'all want to know what that is?
Yes.
Some people don't like to talk about it, but it's reality. So, before you, before your dreams turn into reality, before you transition from labor to reward, make a decision on being part of the Dreammaker Circle. This means you are donating a portion of your leftovers before you pass on to the organization. Okay, we all want. I'm not making up nothing. We all want to die. Right? It is what it is, right? We all want to die, right? But keep in mind, a lot of organizations around the country, they are really doing good work because of the money that's left behind, right? Left by people who have passed on, right? I'm a part of the Dreammaker Circle as well, right? Because I want the Federation legacy to continue. So if you have an IRA account or insurance policy that you would like to leave to the Federation, you can do that by being a part of the Dreammaker Circle. Right? Again, I'm about to creep y'all out with that. But it's inevitable, I guess. So, but it's a wonderful program that is led by our outstanding Patty Chain. And you can contact her at pchain@nfb.org in regards to Dreammaker Circle. Also, understand this affiliate is a part of the Green Drop program. Continue to support that particular program that funds our movement as well. Any questions about that, you can go to Bridget Burke, dburke@nfb.org. Also, I should know this, but Joe, y'all have given away a few cars as well, right?
Oh, yes.
Vehicle donation. But we have that program as well. And so if you know anyone with a beat down car, motor, those little boats, those motor boats, you can give those away. Anyone who wants to give those away, get a nice little tax write-off, have them contact your president, Joe Ruffalo, but also they can go to NFB.org as well and find out how they can make that vehicle donation. So with that said, President Ruffalo, that is my national report. And I thank you for your time. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you will hear during next year's roll call that we are, meaning we, the DC affiliate, is home of the Washington Nationals. You are here tonight. You are here to tell Ali. Thank you all.
Thank you, John. Thank you, buddy. Okay, Jane says door prize. Let's give her a door prize. We're giving out a phone, I think. Jane, for now. Door prize. Shannon in the room. Shannon, come on up. I'm sorry, babe.
We have a bag of $6 swag and $10 from Sports and Rec to help you get there next year.
Yeah, go Sports and Rec.
Yeah.
And Rosa Santiago in the room.
No, not here.
Oh, what about Warren Knight?
Knight.
Is anybody here?
Yes. And Lauren's in the
room. Ken is in the room.
And Lawrence is here.
Where is he?
Right in front.
Okay. Ken, give us a yell. Come on, buddy. Let's hear a Ken Lawrence yell.
Ken, I knew you were here.
He was sleeping.
I could have been. One more door prize. Alan, you have a new auction in here?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, bring me up too. We'll do two quick ones. We're a little ahead of schedule.
Sonia.
Our
enterprise
jump?
Yeah,
door prize.
Okay. So we have a deck of Braille Uno cards and a pair of women's slippers. And that is going to Bonnie Barnett.
think it's one of the fake names I gave them. I don't know. Henry McGillicuddy? No, no.
What about, oh, I'm going to butcher this name, Diana Leo Mommen?
Nobody's here. One more, then save it.
One okay. More. What about Arlene Jones?
Arlene Jones? No, she's coming later.
Do one more.
So, wait a minute, who's running this show? You're running this show. Should we do one more?
Yes!
What about Nina Green?
Yes. Nina Green! Yes. You know, I like to say there's three things that I try to do as your president. I try to educate, supposed to educate myself so I can educate others. I try to motivate myself so I can motivate others. And the third thing I do is aggravate.
Yes.
What I mean by aggravate is to keep giving you the information that you need. So you can believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So I'll continue to aggravate you as much as I can.
All right.
One of my hobbies. I love to play. With us today is a young man all the way from, guess where? Hawaii. Well, not really. Actually, he's not from Philadelphia. But it sounds so impressive to others in the audience, especially to Dr. David. He came all the way from Hawaii to come to your convention. Well, kind of.
Sort of.
By way of Washington, D.C., Washington State, and Philly. So this young man served on the national board of the National Association of Black Students, and we are moving in that next generation. Our scholarship winners that are here and others who are students that we may not even know. What do you see? Our Bell kids. One kid in our Bell program, hopefully he's here today, Nate. He's 9 years old. Said to me 3 years ago, he says, Joe, I'm telling you now, I'll be coming to every Bell program I can until I outgrow it or until age out. And then I want you to know when I'm 19, I'm running it. So that's what we want to hear from you guys. So let me turn this over to Shannon.
Well, where are your auction memories?
Oh, what?
Your auction memories, Shannon. Right,
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Listen,
you go, Ellen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so this is for all you techies out there. So I know for me or Matt, we go out places and our phone's going to die. Well, if you can't see how if this charger is going to charge your phone. So this will beep. It's for somebody who can't see or visually impaired. It'll beep and you can tell if it's going to charge your phone or not. Then we have a stand for your phone. And then have you ever gone places and forget your wall charger? Well, this one's for you. You can plug in your phone without having to have a wall charger. It's USB. Just USB port. Just plug into the wall. You have two USB ports and two.
Get charged up, everybody.
Yes.
You also said if you can't find a board, you can charge it in your nostrils.
Biggers
says what?
20
for Biggers.
Win
25.
Biggers
30.
Oh, the war is on. 35.
Biggers 40.
Someone said 50 over there. Who said 50?
I thought we were starting at 100.
Who said 50? Oh, it says Rita Krell said 50. Time to save time. Yeah, Ruffalo 150. And it's from a guy who loves technology. 150 for Ruffalo going once. We're here to raise money for you guys. Going twice.
Figures 160.
Well, I got jobs here next year. You're a big deal. All right, Biggers. What did you say, 160?
Yeah.
Let's round it off to 200. What did you say, Biggers? All right, we love the organization. Judy wanted it, and we'll probably give it away after Christmas. I don't really want it. But $200 goes to Joe Ruffalo. Run that.
So, does everybody like cookies?
Yeah.
So, we got these from our great friend, Mia Gaspa. She baked them. So, it's in this nice holiday tin. So, with seeing snowmen on it. So, the dough batch of cookies.
There's like 50 cookies. Or 60 cookies in there. It's a lot.
No, it's 52. I hate some.
And then, so then, she gets lovely tin. It's great cookies that she baked. And then you also get a reusable bag that you can use over and over. Because they're going green.
not the cookies. The cookies are green.
Now, I said this last night, and I'm sure these cookies, when Miss Whitten donated some cookies last night, when she called me on the phone, she said, I like to donate chocolate chip cookies. This is for those who were at last night's fun stuff. And she said they're big. They're fat, they're gooey, and they're soft. I thought she was describing me. I really did. So here we go. Let's start the bidding. These are delicious chocolate chip cookies made by V. Gaspa.
Figure is 20.
So yummy.
Who's that?
Fine and 40.
What is your range, Fine and?
71.
71 just Fine. No, 40. 40 for Fine. That's less than $1 a cookie for crying out loud. Go to the bakery, they want $2.50 for a stupid cookie. These are delicious cookies. $40 for Barbara Finding. Do we have 50? Support your organization, make your belly big. Decorated so lovely. She put so much time and energy into this. Now, she works for the commission, so she took some personal time. No. All I can. She did it late at night, 11 o'clock at night, after she did her paperwork. So we have $40 for Friday. Do we have 50? Do we have 50? 40 going once. What room are you in, Barbara?
Don't tell
him. No, what I'm saying is we can't open them here. We have to open them back out. Okay. 40 for finally going once. Or twice. Sold the Barbara Fine. Very good. All right. Thank you. Well, I will do somewhere in between. Thank you, Ellen, for reminding me. Or whoever reminded me. All right, with all that funny games from our good friend Shannon. I met Shannon in Hawaii. Did I meet Shannon?
Yes, sir.
I met Shannon in Hawaii when I was forced to go as national rep.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a tough deal. Mr. Kubota twisted my arm and said, "You're going." All right. But I knew he was a leader then and he's a leader now. Shannon Catton.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Perfect. So just throwing this out, I really would love it to be in Atlantic City. Personally, for two low payments of $200, you could get a room or you could get a bottle of water from the Mandalay, guys. It's real. I dreamt of the snack bar and got charged $50 there, man. That was not a day. Little background, a little bit of my story before I hop in. I'm here, you know, very, very graciously. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. National Rep. Sean Calloway. I'm here on behalf of our NAPS president, Catherine Webster, because as Mr. Riccobono, Catherine cannot be everywhere. She tries. If you look at her Facebook, it looks like she is, but she is not. So I'm here on behalf of her. A little bit of my story. I grew up in white, born and raised, little town on the Big Island. Always introduce out of my town. My town was so small, we had more active volcanoes than we had traffic lights. 100% true, guys. I had bad allergies because of the volcano, but I did not have to worry about crossing streets because we had no cars. So that was, really, really awesome. Grew up and loved a lot of things. You know, had a big family. There were 6 of us in our family.
Wow.
Did everything that every big family would do. We did a lot of fighting. Did a lot of running, did a lot of playing, did a lot of eating, so parents put a lot of money into feeding our bellies, so that was a good thing. But of course, 3 of us, we were blind. And I thought, wow, you know, in the middle of nowhere, we lack resources, understanding of what it means to be blind. And my dad always told us, he said, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know all 3 of you will do something. So I saw it on TV, because that's his reference is everything on TV. I saw it on TV, it's possible.
Seen on TV,
blind can work.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it would happen. And so, you know, we grew up, had a few battles with the schools, and I thought, man, we are alone. This only happens to people in the middle of nowhere. Is that true, guys? Is the only people in the rural areas getting...
No.
Big city. No one knows anything about blindness except blind people. And a great organization like this really started my catalyst of understanding what it means to be blind. I was 18 years old when that journey began, when I got services in the state of Hawaii. Our structured discovery program that was certified with the assistance of many National Federation of the Blind Centers. So although we were not ourselves a National Federation of Blind Center, we do have the equivalent certification. Got the same philosophy, same ideas. And we, you know, 18 years old, I thought I knew everything, realized I knew nothing. And it was an important reality check. Because after training, I moved directly to Boston, Massachusetts. And
woo!
Yeah, we got a fan. Don't worry, I hate the Patriots, guys. I heard it. The silence of don't worry. I agree. Tom Brady is not a human. He's a demon, guys. I got it. hashtag deflate gay, guys. I hope Massachusetts is watching on the stream. lived in Boston, and like I said, we had no traffic lights, so transitioning from no traffic lights to subways. It's a bit of a transition. It's a bit of a transition. A bit of, you know, what's going on. The first day I was there, a woman just ran up to me. She's like, "I'm so sorry, the train is delayed." I was watching on Inside Edition that some of the kids like to run in front of the tracks, and I'm like, "Whoa, this doesn't happen in Hawaii." You should just say hello and just be honest. She was like telling me background, and I'm like, all right, this is definitely a big change in scenery. And because of the training, I knew how to walk around, I knew how to catch buses, I knew how to ask questions. So I eventually made my comfort within Boston, Massachusetts, and got, you know, made my name there a little bit. Started taking college courses, and my first day I actually went in to talk to someone from the disability center. Well, they should know about disability. And I started, you know, talking. I'm like, I'm not sure what I want to do. So he started going down different majors. He's like, all right, there's this, there's that, there's engineering. I'm like, what? What's funny about that? He's like, oh, no. Plenty of people can't do engineering.
Oh.
And I said, wow. I want to do engineering. So I'm pulling real fast stories. I didn't finish my degree in engineering, but it's not because I was blind. It's just because math is not my strongest point. But I went through it just to prove them wrong, pushed, made it all the way to calculus two.
Yay!
Yeah, made it all the way there. Coming from a high school that had no resources, so I graduated high school with pre-algebra, like level mathematics, and so at least I showed them you can go pretty far, just not me. So I switched my major to psychology, and during that time, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm good at. I know people, I talk to people, I feel good with people. Started learning, started feeling, and started slowly getting involved with National Federation of the Blind and meeting people, shaking hands, and moved back to Hawaii a few years later, got a job in leadership there, started giving jobs. Now, Mr. Ruffalo here knows, I already heard three times where he's like, hey, can you do this? And now you're stuck with a job for 15 years. That's what this organization is built on. Gotcha moments. And I sure got a gotcha moment. And was offered an opportunity to be our legislative director for the state of Hawaii and go to Washington, D.C. and talk to members of Congress about laws and policy. And I don't even know how to spell policy, so pretty sure you don't want me. They're like, we do want you. We do want you because with many affiliates, people are getting older, people need to start changing. And, you know, it just so happens the one thing going for me at the time was I was young. Notice the word was. I sneezed this morning, my back went out. So I was young. And I took on the job, and by the grace of God, I somehow did well enough to where we got a couple of co-sponsors and people listening to me, and it was definitely an incredible experience. But it all started with, first of all, getting that job, someone believing in me, and me seeing people who were, what I believe in to this day, I believe in people who are strong with philosophy and understanding. And I looked up to them. Somehow these people who I looked up to thought enough of me to be like, we want you to take every